Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and I'm very pleased just to be up and running because the other day, and first of all, let's identify who's here with me before we go into my side story, shall we? Joining me again from the lovely, lovely confines of the actual nice part of Louisiana, there's actually a nice part of it, is writer and podcaster Rob Morris. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. You and I were talking before, and I thought, oh, this is a perfect example of federal law.
Okay.
You took your studio apart.
I did. I pulled it.
And I'm going, oh, you understand that was just in the courts? Because they're arguing about whether a bunch of parts that you own constitutes a gun. And I'm going, Bill can tell you that a bunch of parts does not constitute a studio until the last thing is in and reprogrammed and verified.
Oh, absolutely. You got to have every individual piece. That was the, I was real good at unplugging everything. I just didn't know if I was going to be able to plug it back up. And that's the other thing that comes up with these homemade guns is it's not that easy to do, is it?
Well, you can get something. It might work some of the time to make sure it works all the time. Okay. Silly example. I just had some work on my firearm done. They took off the optic on top. They put it back on. And I went, yeah, it's good at 10 yards. Let's move it out to 25. And I go, oh, I thought it was me shooting over there. No, the group's pretty good. It's just not in the center of the target. Fix this, you fool. It takes some work to turn things into a finally operating firearm. There's a reason gunsmiths have a reputation for quality, and you'll learn a lot building a gun. It just probably isn't as good as they'll do. Eventually you can get it right.
I mean, did you take the Poly 80 to Tactical Response, or did you take your standard Glock 19?
One of each. Yes.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, all I ran at, the first day I ran them, it was the Glock 19 size Poly 80. And the second day it was the Glock 17 size Poly 80. My son took over the Glock 19 Poly 80. It doesn't even resemble the gun it used to. He's put a compensator on it and he's put some funky slide on it. And I mean, it's just something else. I forget. Put an optic on it. All these other things. I still have the Glock 17 size one, and the thing for me about the Poly 80, for example, is the grip angle, but I would never have tried to put that together myself because it's just, you can mess one of those things up if you don't know what you're doing while you're doing it, right? You can mess up the fire group housing, which is what you've got to dig out. That's why it's only 80%. And you're referencing the whole thing where they were out there saying, well, this piece of plastic that is in this shape, this is a gun.
Right. And you know, okay, maybe to grandma who's just looking at the outside, yes, it looks like a gun. Got it. By the way, grandma, here's a rubber gun that looks like a gun. Yeah. It's definitely not a gun. And to a real gunsmith who knows the sweat and effort required to get everything just right, by the way, that's not me. I just appreciate their magic. They look at that and go, yeah, give me, 40 hours and I can turn that into a gun. So the ATF's definition of a gun and the gun connoisseur's definition aren't even on the same page.
it comes down to the, you got to put it together, and you got to put it together the right way. And one part that goes into it does not, it's no good. Just the one part, it doesn't accomplish the mission. Although, they constantly construe the whole, why do you think it is criminals steal a gun and say, we got to take this serial number off of it? Why do you think they do that?
They want to show that it's not stolen, or by the time the serial number is gone, it's real clear that you didn't go buy it at a gun shop. I really don't understand.
Well, whatever it is, whatever they do, I've often wondered why. Because they use that as part of the whole ghost gun nonsense.
Right.
When they find a gun where they filed off the serial number. And the Poly-80s that I have and the Poly-80s that you have, they all have serial numbers on them because we actually had a real manufacturer put them together. Which, for me, that's the only way I would have one. I'm just not that mechanically inclined.
Who was it? I think there are standing jokes in the gun industry that you don't want any gun that Michael Bain has touched with a Dremel tool. And it's like the fact that you can doesn't necessarily mean you should.
Yeah, the Dremel tool, that's sort of the joke, isn't it? Anybody, especially with the plastic Fantastics, everybody gets out there and they're like, I'm going to re-sculpt it. And listen, when you do that, that's fine, but you basically have you've personalized it to a very large degree when you do that. But
well,
the Dremel tool thing, that's funny. I haven't thought about the Dremel tool thing in a while.
Well, there's so many bits of news that we're getting that sort of fit together in strange ways. Okay, now we can print guns. We can buy incomplete kits. This is the 50th straight month we've sold over a million guns a month.
Right.
So, there have been recent reports out that when a surveyor calls us and says, do you want a gun? A bunch of gun owners say, a what? What are you talking about? So, it's not clear how big the gun community is. And I think there's politics involved here, too. I just saw, 40 Democrat congressmen put forward legislation that they were going to put a 10-fold excise tax on firearms and magazines.
I saw that,
So that means, I'm going to go buy I want a gun that I know is reliable. I'm going to go buy a manufactured firearm, cost me $500, and the Democrats say you should pay a $5,000 tax on it before you can walk out the door. Now, that won't go through Congress. I bet it'd go through the Senate, but it won't go through Congress because that's controlled by Republicans. Even the rhinos won't pass that. And here's why that came to mind, Bill. I wonder if, gun owners typically have a profile. They go, I can't trust the government to protect me.
Right.
Or my family. I'll take care of that myself because you guys aren't there. And I just thought we just introduced 1,400 women to basic firearms over one weekend in Detroit. I wonder if 1,400 people and maybe their families change politics in Detroit.
I think they're among in that survey that you're referencing, they were talking about how the new people that are coming in who might have voted Democrat are not going to, they're not going to be real wild about anything that takes away the gun that they feel like they have to have. The ones,
right.
The first time buyers, they're buying them because they think that they have to have them because the police are not responding, that where there's, defunding and all this other stuff. But we are coming into the first break already.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about when we get back.
Indeed. Talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, this is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun. Okay. Wrong title. This is Lock and Load. I was going into the Gun Owners News Hour thing, and my guest is writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. Has that ever happened to you? I hope that happens to you. Tell me that's happened to you before.
That's, of course it's happened to me. Let's see, it's Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
That means, oh, it's Bill Frady.
Right.
Thank gosh.
Yeah.
But Bill, so I'm talking with 50 firearms instructors, pretty much the center of the United States. One guy came in from Florida, bless his heart.
Yeah.
And we know we don't have enough time to fully train a young lady who wants to learn about firearms, but we get her over the fear in about 15 minutes and she goes, yeah, okay, I've heard about it, I've seen it, I've touched it, I've done it, I can take a class, I can do this. What we do is we remove the Hollywood myth and the news story hype about guns, and then they go, yeah, I'm good. I can go take a class just like millions of my neighbors have done. And I thought, to quote the gun control crowd, that's a good first step, Bill, but it's not enough. And I was thinking, I just read that the politicians are going after gun stores in and around Philadelphia.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, that means we need an introduction to firearms for women in Philadelphia because it's a violent city. And Seattle, where the drug craze has just made that uninhabitable. I go, okay, why aren't we doing it in Portland and in Oakland and maybe even in Tucson where the politics get a little squirrely? This to me is a real threat to the politicians. Introduce women to firearms. I think that will change the body politic.
Well, you know, it's everybody's all, that's the demographic every politician seeks to win in their election. We've got to win white women. We've got to win black women. We got to win this age demographic in women. And, you know, I look at a lot of, women are a pivotal group politically.
So, I agree.
So if they come into the 2A fold, I mean, I've long thought that women would be the saviors of the Second Amendment. I mean, they are definitely the ones that benefit the most from it.
And what, at $1 million a month, and with women being the fastest, not only women, we're not talking about someone out in the wilds of Wyoming, it's urban women who are becoming gun owners. And that has to worry the Democrats who see the failed cities as their political base. What do you think is stopping us?
Well,
I mean, how do we clone Rick Ector, in other words?
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, but I mean, you know, first of all, you have to fight a media leviathan that is out there. And there's so many people, like, have you ever looked at Quora? I think it's
right.
On Google.
Yep.
On Quora, there's always this string, and I don't know if anybody's actually getting it. I'm kind of thinking maybe some of these guys are like professional question askers, like the old penthouse letter writers that write the craziest nonsense that there's ever thought of. They'll come up with things. What would you do if my team came in and we all took all of your concealed carry guns out of your waistbands? What would you do then? Well, when you reach for my gun, that's an existential threat to me. So I'm drawing it. I'm shooting you in the face. But I mean, that's the kind of questions that are out there. And, they don't understand, most of these people that are not connected, they don't understand that in the event that I draw a gun and extraordinary circumstances occur to make me do it.
Right.
And it's a feeling that I feel like I'm in imminent threat of bodily harm or death. And if somebody goes for my gun, no matter what their reasoning is, that's one of those threats. So I think the media, the way they shape it and everything, and I see it every day. I'm sure you do too, where people will get out there. Well, this is this way because I heard it on this.
Now, to vilify Quora for a minute, Bill, I think Quora lives by tying your eyeballs to the screen so they can throw ads in the sidebars.
Right.
And
I think it's all clickbait.
I think a lot of those ridiculous questions are generated by a bot.
I sincerely hope so. I don't want humans to think this way. They should not.
Humans should not think this way. No one should be that stupid.
No one should be this stupid. Never. So in answer to the question, how do we reach them? It all comes down to opportunity, I guess, or maybe one of those moments if they get like robbed. You know, Rick Ector wasn't a gun guy until he got robbed.
Yeah. Well, and to amplify, the story he says is, I didn't think I had to try and get thousands of women into the firearm community until, and I've heard it both ways. One story is that he read about a woman in his neighborhood who was found in an alley. The other is he went by a neighbor, an alley, and saw someone. In either case, the fact that it happened in his backyard, he went, wow, that could have been my neighbor, and she doesn't know how to defend herself. I know how to make her safer. Let's start the introduction. There's a woman I greatly respect named Laura Carno. She has been politically active for a long time. She saw the FASTER program in Colorado, in Ohio, and said, that needs to be here in Colorado where I live. She thought she had to change the laws. She examined it. Ooh, look, we don't need to change the laws. There's already a provision for armed school staff. And one person with the vision made it happen. Now, it took Rick more than a decade to, in one weekend, draw. Well, he drew 2,500 people, but only 1,400 showed up.
Right.
For free. And we can argue whether free is the right price. But year after year, 1,400 people being introduced to firearms, that changes the tide. And I'm going, I don't live in Philadelphia. I don't live in Portland or Oakland. But you have listeners there. If you build it, the instructors will come.
Yeah. One day, though, you guys are going to wake up when you go to one of those extra things, and everybody that signed up is going to show up.
And we're going to go, oh, my God.
Oh, no. Hey, now, yeah. This time, before we go into the break, tell everybody how to find you.
Bill, I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Once a week, about 20 minutes, I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. There are a bunch of us there. We run 90 minutes. I write at the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles waiting for you. My writing's often picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
And, of course, on those occasions when he's not underwater, looking at looking at the other world that is out there, that I have yet to explore. I'm beginning to get very interested in that. But when he's not doing that, he shows up here and we have a chat with you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And we've been discussing people training and everything. How do we get the word out to people? Now, besides the cliches, I'm always being told, take a new person to the range and show them how to shoot.
I can't argue with that. That's how many of us learned, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I've tried that, and one or two occasions I've actually managed to do it, but most of the time it's always, for them it's like the same thing about me saying, well, we need to get together and do something. That's the way it's seen, and then it becomes out of sight, out of mind, and I can only pursue them so much before I lose track.
Right. Well, and let's face it, if anybody, I should go to the dentist. There are dentists in the phone book. Call one. Our local gun stores might be a big box store, might be a specialty store that just deals in firearms, maybe some hunting and outdoor equipment. Those salesmen often are the face of the gun world, for better or for worse. And their advice, okay, it's a place to start.
Everywhere can be a place to start. I just wonder where most start. And I would love to, if I could figure that out, I would do my best to be the one taking them there early, taking them there expeditiously, if that's what gets them out there going.
But, okay, I want to back up then. If I need a dentist, I ask a friend, hey, who do you use? I'm looking for a doctor. I'm looking for a plumber. We could use the phone book, but that doesn't convey any reputation. Phil, if you have a something in your home, you're finally going to go get somebody to dig up that Bradford pear tree that's been torturing you with allergies. Do you just go to the phone book or you call a neighbor? Who, gardener, arborist, heavy equipment operator, who do you recommend? I think we're that way about guns too.
Yeah, that may very well be. One thing that I think about is like in these people that go to church, especially these churches where they have like a little defense team on there. I wonder how many people come to them and say, well, how did you get into guns? Where would I go to be able to shoot the way you shoot? or train the way you train? Where do I go for that?
Right. Interesting.
So, but I just, you know, I just want there to be more and more people out there simply because of this. That's what the criminals fear the most.
Yes. Yes.
They don't fear the cops.
Well, I think there's two reasons for that. One is, hey, you're in my house at midnight. The law says you're not here to do any good. And I wonder if the criminal thinks, again, this survey doesn't quite describe it this way. Are you afraid that since the cop is, oh, you're just another criminal, I know what to do. The homeowner goes, I'm frightened of you. I might shoot you out of fear. And is the criminal basically saying, relax, lady, I'm just here to rob you. It didn't work, I'll leave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing about, and I don't know how much the criminals consider this. Our bar, and we can be an MMA fighter who's 23 years old and in the best of health we're ever going to be in just heavily conditioned. Even that person, our bar for bringing lethal response to them in the states where you can carry guns and where they have laws like Castle Doctrine or Stand Your Ground, our bar is very simple. If I feel like I'm in threat of imminent bodily harm or danger, I can shoot you. And if I'm trained right, I'm going to shoot you to stop you. However, whatever that means and however many rounds that
right.
takes. So, right. Police, on the other hand, they get, I mean, it's the exact opposite with police. If somebody's strangling a police officer while stabbing them, while running them over with a car, and they shoot him, and he's in the right demographic, then that starts riots across the country.
Right.
If you and I shoot a perpetrator, it doesn't make the news because that's bad for the narrative. I'd be afraid of armed citizens too.
And I think our culture is fragmented. There's the Hollywood part, and then there's the very practical, look, my daughter works late at night. She's got to get to her car and get home safely. So she wants to come learn how to carry. That just, and we can probably have that same attitude in the same breath. It just depends on how we're looking at the problem. Bill, I was encouraged. I'm going to go to Texas because occasionally Texas gets something right. That ought to get us some phone calls. they passed a law that required armed defense on every campus. And I did the math and went, wow. Wow. That's okay. Now, to me, that sounds impossible because that's a lot of policemen. But didn't the legislators kind of left them an out? Yes, it could be a cop who's dedicated to the school, a school resource officer. It could be an off-duty policeman. You know, this is his day off. We hire him in the schools. Okay, it's some districts that works. The other was some districts actually have their own cops. Remember, we saw that in Uvalde.
Yeah, I don't know how good that is. That didn't work out very well there.
Right. And the rest of it, I've never heard of any state other than Texas where school districts have their own police. Now, maybe the idea was, well, that's fairly common on some universities. Yeah, there's a campus police force. Did somebody say, all right, I want to do that for my high school, too? And then it worked its way down. So I don't understand where that came from. Texas also has something called the school marshal program, but that's 80 hours every 2 years. So that's sort of a tall hill to climb.
80 hours. That's continuing education.
Yeah.
80 hours spread out over how much time? 2 months?
Every 2 years, you have to have put in that 80 hours. Continuing, so that's a pretty steep. I mean, you're going to school for that, but the last one is that school districts can accept ordinary employees who've taken a school safety training program and are licensed to conceal carry, that's only 15 to 20 hours by law. So a cop costs about the same as a teacher, and I'm going, budgets are always an issue. Am I willing to give up a teacher, or would I rather just say, okay, which one of my employees are carrying? And for the same cost, you could get 60 school district employees carrying.
Well, I have a strong thought on that one. I don't have time to get into that. I'm going to bring that up.
Okay, when we come back.
When we come back. But the thought is this. A lot of people, you know, I don't even have the time to get into that because we're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break, and I don't want to get into something where you start doing this long, elaborate description, and you got to cut it short. Blah, 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 blah. So I don't want to do that. So instead of doing that, let me take the time to let Mr. Morris, who brings you a great deal of media in a great many ways, let's find out how he can be found. Please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That's 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Gosh, we run on there. I write this Low Fox blog, been doing that for a decade. From there, my writing's often picked up. It's carried at Class Daily and Ops Lens, 2,100 articles. That's why Bill and I can often find something to talk about if we try.
All of it poignant. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact gcnteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact gcnteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And you brought something up that makes me think about something as far as the cost of a teacher versus the cost of a cop.
Right.
So what we're basically talking about is funding, right?
Yeah.
So why is protection not a priority?
Because we don't ask our school boards about protecting our kids. If we were in there every other month going, okay, that's unrealistic. I'm going to paint a political picture. If every parent once a year showed up to the school board meeting, I assume they're monthly, and said, hey, what are you doing to protect my kids? I'm concerned. That would change the dynamics a lot. But that's not the way we are. We just close our eyes. We assume our kids are taken care of. And in fact, the degree of security in a school varies widely from district to district. Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Indeed. But I mean, here's my thought. I know the reason that they don't put this as a priority is because of how rare the actual school shootings actually work out to be. And when they get out there and they start bean counting, what they're trying to do is they're trying to show, I guess, bang for the buck. And it really, I guess it comes down to who's actually controlling the funding.
Right.
Because knowing what we know about politics today, there's a whole lot of grift and a lot of corruption going on, a lot of pocket lining.
Right.
So if we were to actually clean up the process and set the priorities and then stick to the priorities and not get out there and do all of this crazy overreach that we seem to want to do. Whenever we get an inch, we want a mile. That would be the way to go. We need to set the boundary, keep the boundary, and say this is just the way it is. And we need school boards to accept that and to work with that. But I don't know what the possibility of that is, but whenever they get out there and they start saying, we don't have the budget, then they're not setting the priority. Because what do we know about protected schools, like faster program schools? How often do they get attacked? What do we know about that?
Never.
So they would say, you know, they would say in that case that it's not bearing any fruit. It's not money well spent.
I understand. We our culture is schizophrenic.
Yeah.
The news media, who has to sell soap, says violence is everywhere.
Yeah.
The school who has to pay for it says it never happens. And the truth is somewhere in between. That is the problem with something that works. We have seen schools that get attacked. I mean, it's horrific. Bloomberg would say there we've had 400 mass shootings in the United States this year already. Look, if you twist the definition enough, we have it several times every weekend in Chicago. That's not what most of us think of when we think about protecting our children at school. School staff, the part that I love about school staff is they're there all the time. Most school districts that have now, again, their school administrators are smart. They go, I don't want to get in a political fight where I might lose. It's not just my office. If I lose this battle about security, the kids are going to be undefended. So some of them have adopted a don't ask, don't tell policy. To me, that's brilliant, but ones where they post a sign that says, if you mess with our kids, we may shoot you. They're more polite than that. Obviously, that's why I'm not making signs in schools. Those are never attacked because the murderers don't want to face any armed opposition. They're not there for a gunfight. They're there for publicity.
Right.
They're a bunch of narcissists.
Right.
And, you know, idiot gets shot by a cop doesn't really cover the news they want.
Well, the other thing as you're saying this, it I don't know why this gels when you start talking this way, but it does. So schools have sprinklers, right, in case of a fire.
Right.
And yep. They have exits and plans in case of this or that. Right.
We haven't lost a kid to a fire in what, 70 years?
70 years. So what we simply have to do. And I say it because it is very simple. We got to go to these school boards and convince them that in addition to the sprinklers and the fire drills and all the other stuff that you're doing, and doing a drill for a active shooter, the active shooter drill, there is no drill for that. Because the active shooter is not going to be like a fire. The active shooter is not going to be like a weather event. The active shooter is going to be burst in there very suddenly. And you're not going to know where he is. And wherever he comes in first, it's going to be horrific in the first minute. And you got to be thinking to yourself, we got to keep that first minute from occurring.
Right.
And I don't think any of them do that. This is the shortcoming of the brain, I guess, because the brain has to digest. It takes a seconds to do it. But it's all reaction time. So the attacker always comes in with the upper hand initially.
The great news is, maybe, Bill, what you're describing is absolutely accurate. But I think you're putting yourself in the realm of this attacker. He feels like he doesn't belong for whatever reasons. Lately, it's been they feel that they're in the wrong body. Society is making fun of them and they want to lash out. But often they will plan for a very long time. Then they want to brag to some of their peers. I'm going to do something that's so amazing. You shouldn't be in school if you, because I'm amazing. I have superpowers. And fortunately, we catch these kids in time. Almost always. The good news is we catch them. And in many cases, if we can get to them before they do things that are really horrific, we can help them. If their friends feel like, oh gosh, my friend is going to shoot up the school. But he's a friend of mine. No, he needs your help. Turn him in. Cause once he does that, his life's over. It really is. He's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. Maybe he's going to give up his life if he's older. But the good part, Bill, I want to back up half a step. Cops, the teachers identify with their students in a different way than most police officers. And sometimes they rotate cops through schools,
right,
and they never really build a bond. This guy, Scott Peterson, who was a school resource officer in Florida and drew his gun and then stayed outside the school building for 45 minutes. While there was a mass murder going on inside, the court just held there was no obligation for him to go inside. I don't even think they can pull this guy's pension. They later fired him for not going in.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. But that's nothing new. We know that about cops. We've known that about cops for a while. That's not a new finding.
But I've never met a teacher who didn't call the students my kids.
Right. But I mean, what we'll see this with Uvalde, with all of this stuff that's going to come out of Uvalde, we'll see this. They're going to say the cops have no obligation at all to go in there and do that.
Right. Right.
And but, you know, while I'm sitting here listening to that nonsense, I'm just my first thought is, well, then why do we have them there? Why station them there?
Right.
We need some people. We need some people with some skin in the game in that thing, in that place.
That's my argument that if you have a robber or attacker in your home,
right,
the cop can sit outside and go, I'm waiting for the canine crew. You're going, get your ass in here. I'm locked in the bedroom and he's beating on my door. And he's going, no, I'm waiting for the canine. Thanks for the opinion. I'm waiting for the canine.
Waiting on the backup.
I hope you're armed because he comes through the door. Shoot him. Yeah. And our teachers protecting our students are in the same situation. They're going to their defense, Bill, they're the ones that are right near the attack. You're right. If they get through a classroom door, it's a witch to have to beat your way in.
We're running out of time. So, one more time, tell the people how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog, and that's picked up at Clash Daily and OpsLens. Who's coming in next?
Your man, Dan. Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.